Here's what everyone's talking about.
What's the buzz? What's happening? Brought to you by Selby Shoes, etc. Voted best shoe store and best of the 207 for the past 2 years. Selby Shoes, etc. Dick's Sporting Goods Plaza, South Portland. What are we buzzing about, Kel?
Stormy Daniels took the stand in Trump's hush money trial. She recounted her alleged sexual encounter with Trump, as well as the $130,000 payment he allegedly made to her to keep her silent before the 2016 election.
Yeah, she detailed a lot of details.
Yes, she did.
A lot of details.
The judge in the case denied the motion for mistrial after Stormy went into details about their encounter.
Yeah.
Yep. It was something.
The judge even at one point was like, okay, this is a little too much.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of information. But it was at a golf tournament, at least the first time. He did talk about how, you know, he's going to try to get her on The Apprentice. But she says she never felt threatened or anything. There was an imbalance of power, but she didn't feel threatened.
Yeah.
And then
it was consensual.
It was consensual, but not good.
Right. Yeah. And then he had Pert Plus in his.
That was, yeah.
Shade.
She, well, shade. So this is like part of like the details, like just showing the detail of what she.
Proving that.
She experienced. Yeah.
Right.
And one of the details they just said was. That he had a bottle of Pert Plus shampoo in his toiletries. So that's his shampoo of choice.
She is shady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a billionaire, who needs to buy some fancy schmancy shampoo?
I guess it's
all just shampoo.
Yep.
I'm Donald Trump for Pert Plus.
Oh, right. That'll be next. A federal judge postponed indefinitely Donald Trump's trial on charges he hoarded classified documents after leaving the White House. He felt that finalizing a trial date without first resolving disputes about classified documents would be inconsistent.
Yeah, so that trial may not even happen before the election.
Right. It doesn't sound like
probably
it.
Probably not.
Yep. TikTok and its Chinese parent company filed a lawsuit challenging a new American law that would ban the app in the U.S. unless it's sold by an approved buyer. They say that it unfairly singles out the platform and is an unprecedented attack on free speech. The Celtics won Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals last night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Boston. The Bruins and the Panthers will play Game 2 of their series tonight down in Florida. The Bruins have a 1-0 lead in that series.
Yeah, if you're a big Boston sports fan,
This
is an exciting week.
Yeah, it sure is. Officials in Scarborough are warning the public to stay away from a bear in the Pine Point area. The first report of it was around 8:30 yesterday. No one's been hurt. If you spot it, you are asked to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, don't taunt it.
No.
Or just say, hey, here, bear.
Come here, bear. Yeah. Macklemore just released a new song called Heinz Hall, blasting President Biden over his response to Israel, Hamas war, and the recent pro-Palestinian student protests.
Yeah, and it's very much in support of the pro-Palestinian protests.
It's students in tents posted on the lawn. Occupying the quad is really against the law. And a reason to call and the police and their squad. Where does genocide land in your definition, huh? Destroying every college in Gaza and every mosque. Pushing everyone in the rough and dropping bombs. The blood is on your hands, Biden, we can see it all. I'm not voting for you in the fall. What you willing to risk? What you willing to give? What if you were in Gaza? What if those were your kids? If the West was pretending that you didn't exist, you want the world to stand up and the students finally did. Let's get it.
Yeah. I mean, whether you agree with him or not, he is so good.
He's unbelievable.
He's one of my favorites.
Me too.
And you know, it's interesting. That's kind of a shortened version, obviously, and there are some bad words in there. So you know, if you decide to listen to it with the kids, just so you know, and he emphasizes the bad words.
Yes, he does.
Say that. Yeah. But in part of it, he talks about, is genocide. You know, is what's happening there not really the bigger problem? You know, and it's hard right now. Oh, so he references if I was on a major label, I'd probably get dropped.
Yes,
and he's not.
Right,
he has not been on a label. I don't think ever.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, he. Huh. I listened to an interview with him, and he really has like managed to do that without. You know, yeah. So
I mean, he's really
he can kind of do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep, it is. It's quite a song.
Yeah,
it's really impactful. Yeah. The Boy Scouts of America will change its name to Scouting America next February to emphasize their commitment to inclusion. Drake's security guard was seriously injured after he was shot outside of Drake's home in Toronto. It wasn't clear if Drake was home at the time. The security guard was shot in a drive-by shooting, it looks like, and he is in the hospital in serious condition.
Yeah, and so there's some speculation. Does this have anything to do with Kendrick Lamar?
Right.
And their whole beef?
Right. Is this going back to like Biggie and Tupac again? Like,
I don't know if it's that far.
Like a
but
shooting?
I don't know. I know. It's kind of crazy.
In Toronto?
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Right. Like Toronto.
What?
Like we don't do that here.
I know.
We're very nice to each other.
I'm looking at where it happened. I'm like, what?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is.
Yep. At his house, outside his house. So yeah, it's weird. I'm sure there's going to be more in that story. Billie Eilish has announced some listening parties for her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. They will take place in New York and Los Angeles and Boston. They're going to be at AMC Theaters in Boston on May 16th and 17th. And it looks like the tickets are just $5. A new movie based on the game Monopoly is in the works, and Margot Robbie is set to produce the film alongside Hasbro. I'm sure that's going to be a big movie. And last but not least, Travis Kelce is headed to the small screen. He'll be joining the new Ryan Murphy series, Grotesquerie. He stars alongside Niecy Nash, who posted a video with her and Kelce from the set.
Cool.
So pretty cool. And there you go. That is the buzz for today.
Nobody's a Boy Scout, not even Boy Scouts.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
No.